kind of a dangerous song to be putting out there because everybody could say yes. It's a pleasure to welcome to the studio Dan Reardon. Dan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yes, I do want to have a drink on you.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So
anytime.
We just heard there your CD, and you played every instrument.
Yeah.
We'll get to that a little later, but you have a guitar in the studio, and you're ready to go. Can you introduce your first tune?
Yeah, this first song's called Dream With Me.
Live on 91.3 WYSO. That's a, we just heard a couple of really hopeful, sweet songs.
Yeah, some of them are hopeful.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's not all of them.
That was more or less the title track. That is the title track to the new one. Give it up.
Yeah. No, it's not. What do you mean? No, there's no. The Give It Up is a lyric within one of the tunes, not the title track.
I like it. Well, you're going to be giving it up this Saturday at South Park Tavern, along with the great Josh Eagle and the Harvest City from Cincinnati, and Jane Sachs, as well as you celebrate the release of this CD. When did you make your first record, Mr. Dan Reardon?
My first record was in 1983. Uh-huh. I had a band called Obnoxious Jazz. And my buddy Paul Logis recorded us in his garage. And Paul later recorded with Roger Troutman and Zapp. And then P. Diddy or whatever he was called.
How about that?
At the time. And he played a gig with me at Canal Street. And then I believe his next gig was at Giant Stadium with Jimmy Page and... And
wow.
Puff Daddy, I think he was at the
Puff
time.
Puff Daddy, he switched over.
So that was a big jump for him, gig-wise.
Yeah.
But he did our first record.
Oh, nice. Well, looking forward to this. Congratulations. And you played all the instruments. Is it? Is because you're clearly a hopeful person, but you have no friends?
Yeah. No, the guys were so busy. Alessandro moved. Larry just moved. We all used to live about, a couple blocks away from each other. Larry moved to Fairborn, and Alessandro just moved to South Park, and they both lived on Xenia Avenue at the time. But they both went back to school. They've just been super busy, and it's not like they didn't want to be on the record.
Right.
We just couldn't find the time, and it was time for a record to come out, so I
luckily
just did it
you
myself.
Had a skill set to dip into there. Not all of us can play the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing a long time, so tried to be as self-sufficient as I can be.
Right. We got Dan Reardon live in the studio. Would you play us another tune? Tell
sure.
us a little bit about
yeah.
it.
This is called Sunshine in the Rain, Be My Love. And this is actually where the name of the album comes from. It's in the first line here.
Sunshine in the rain, won't you tell me your name? Won't you cool my flame? Give it up, give it up. Take you down to the hill where we took all of those pills, where we swore we'd never part. Didn't know. Be my is it real?
Dan Reardon live on 91.3 WYSO, celebrating the release of his new CD, Give It Up, this Saturday night, big Saturday, December 15th. Show gets underway at 9.30. It's Dan Reardon with his band, The Calientes, Joss Eagle, and the Harvest City from Cincy, and Dayton's own Jane Sachs, all there making it happen. We were just talking outside, and
Freezing outside.
The very last time you were here was the day before we moved to the brand new facility. So you were kind of like the last.
I was the last person to play in the old studios.
How about that?
Yeah, in the basement. There's windows here now, and you can see outside. And
you can see what the weather is.
Wonder if the world is still going.
So you, this is, I guess, probably maybe your third or fourth time playing on Excursions. And I first met you because you've been involved, as I have, with the Dayton Does Dayton extravaganza, which is kind of a nice, you know, just like talk about digging into the well, sort of Dayton celebrating its own. You're doing that again this year.
Yeah, doing it again. It's February 1st and 2nd at Canal Street, I think.
A two-day event, and it's all Dayton musicians celebrating music written by Dayton musicians through history, through time, and new stuff, old stuff. A really nice sort of gathering. It's got a great spirit.
Yeah, it has a great spirit. It's great to hang around with new Dayton musicians and older Dayton musicians, and just great camaraderie. And
we were
always a good time.
Yeah, I had the New Old Fashioned, who just had their CD released this past Thursday, and they played live. And last time I had seen them was in the field at the Sunwatch Indian Village, where we all assembled.
Yeah.
At a really early hour in the day to have our photos taken.
Yeah,
about 100 people or so. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I've never been out there, so it was great to be able to see it.
It's beautiful. Man, we are so rich in the Miami Valley. We've got it going on like several different levels. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a poster here, a little handout here. it's advertising the show this Saturday, 9:30, South Park Tavern. And the picture has you on the ground playing the guitar. And it seems like I've seen a lot of pictures of you lying on the ground playing guitar. Is that because you fall or you're just
I fall down
into
it? I move around a lot, you know, and the stages are always small. There's cords everywhere. You know, the band only has, 10 minutes to set up.
Right.
So it's not all tidy.
You can't
tidy,
tape the cords down or anything. No.
Yeah. So I trip and fall.
Reminds me of Joe Cocker, the John Belushi impersonation of Joe Cocker when he falls on the ground and just rolls with it.
Right.
You're that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Just keep it going.
Well, our last show, my guitar strap just broke. It just tore in half. The leather end of it just ripped in half. So I grabbed the mic, went to my knees, and just kept playing and singing. And people later were like, oh, that was so cool, you know, how you planned out that whole thing. You know, you go to your knees and stuff. That's awesome. And I was like, it wasn't planned.
You're like, from now on, I'm going to cut the guitar strap almost all the way through so that you can, when it does break, you can make that dramatic.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Good for you.
The breakaway guitar strap. Happens every show.
Isn't that weird? Happens every time. Well, it's good for you for being resourceful. I mean, that's like no small thing to recover from.
Yeah. Well, then, shows are always like that. It's always chaotic. You never know what's going to happen, when you're going to break a string or whatever, the band plays the wrong thing,
right,
and you just go with it.
You just fall down right then.
Yeah, fall down, take the attention away from it.
We got Dan Reardon live in the studio. He releases his CD this Saturday night at South Park Tavern. If people are planning to come to the show, they can get a copy there.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have physical CD copies.
What do you mean, hopefully?
By then. They're in the mail.
And
they're being made
the
as we speak.
Yeah.
We hope.
And if not, I'm sure there's some outlets online people could get
it. Yeah, it's on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com, Dan Reardon. You can find it.
And Raridan is R-A-R-I-D-A-N. It's like Raridan.
Yeah.
Dan Reardon.
Yeah. I always thought my ancestors spelled it wrong coming over from Ireland, but I found out it wasn't. That's the way it's spelled.
Raridan. I didn't realize it was Irish.
Thank you, Ancestry.com.
Well, you can also find Dan's music. No. Dan, will you play us another? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Hold You Tight. This is the second song on the record. And you can hear this Saturday at the show. And sing along at home, if you like.
On 91.3 WYSO, he and his band, the Calientes, as well as the Josh Eagle and the Harvest City from Cincinnati. Jane Sachs will be there as well this Saturday at 9:30, December 15th, South Park Tavern. What a treat, Dan. Thank you for
being
here
Nikki.
Today.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it. Always good to come out.
After finishing the 13th and final volume of his gothic children's books, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Lemony Snicket is back with a new noir series for kids. The first is called Who Could That Be at This Hour? On the next Fresh Air, we speak with Daniel Handler, also known as Lemony Snicket, and hear some music. He brought his accordion. Join us.
This afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from Xenia Shoe and Leather Repair in downtown Xenia, a measure and fit shoe store, as well as a full-service repair shop featuring Dansko, Merrill, Five Fingers, and more. Information is available online at xeniashoe.com. Stick around. We got Conrad Balliot. I'm doing some verbal dyslexia here today. A song and sonnet coming up in just about 10 minutes. We've got... the sound of ringing bells on our minds today. Stay tuned for that. Again, a huge thanks to Dan Raritan. You can see him live this Saturday night at 9:30, South Park Tavern. Another great local musician making another great record. Meanwhile, here's Buddy and Jim on Excursions.
We make love to the rumba beat down south in